我们今天的信息可以说是彼得前后书最后的一篇信息。
Today's message is basically the last message from First and Second Peter.
那么讲完彼得前后书了。
And so we're wrapping up First and Second Peter.
我下个讲到系列是讲耶稣的比喻。
The next set will be on the parables of Jesus.
Parables of Jesus. 所以下周我会开始介绍这个耶稣的比喻的教导。
So next week I will be introducing the teaching from the parables of Jesus.
所以今天我把这段经文它的题目标成你准备好吗？
So today's title is Are You Ready?
经文是在彼得后书第三章第十一节到第十四节。
And the passage is from 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 11 to 14.
让我们打开圣经彼得后书第三章第十一到第十四节。
Let's open our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 11 to 14.
彼得后书第三章第十一节，在这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子到来。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。当我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat?But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
那么第二次世界大战的时候，有一位美国移民被这个美国的陆军叫去服兵役。
During the Second World War, there was an immigrant who was called up by the army to serve in the army.
身为一位外国人
as a foreigner,
英文不好
his English is not good.
所以经常在生活上遇到不少的困难
so he encounters many difficulties in life.
那么有一天军队要进行这个检验
and one day there was going to be an inspection in the army.
那么当中一些军人就觉得他们必须要帮助这位渔民。
And there's people among the other soldiers who thought they ought to help this immigrant.
不然的话肯定是不能够通过的。
Otherwise he would fail.
因为他的英文不好。
Because of his poor English.
那么所以有一位军人就对他说。
So one of the soldiers told him.
他说这几天将军就要来检验。
The general is going to come and inspect.In these few days.
然后除非你特别小心。
So you have to be careful.
不然的话不能够被通过的。
Otherwise you can't pass.
因为你的英文不好。
Because your English is poor.
让我告诉你他很可能会问的问题。
Let me just ask you what he's likely to ask.
第一个问题我很肯定他会问的。
So the first question that he's most likely to ask.
你在军队有多久？
How long have you been in this army?
所以当他问这个问题的时候
When he asks this question,
你就回答说两年
Just say 2 years.
那么第二个问题我也很肯定他会问的
And the second question that he's, I'm sure he's going to ask,
你今年几岁
is how old are you this year?
所以当他问这个问题的时候你就说22
When he asks this question, just say 22.
那么最后第三个问题他会问你
And the third question he's going to ask
你是否在军队里面得到好的食物和待遇
Do you get good food and good benefits from the army?
当他问这个问题的时候
When he asked this question,
你只要跟他说两个都是
Just say both.
22, 两个都是
So just remember 2, 22 and both.
那么很简单的，只要你记得这三个答案
It's easy as long as you remember these three answers.
将会没有问题。
You won't have problems.
但是无论你做什么
But no matter what you do,
千万不要忘记
Don't forget.
22, 两个都是。
2, 22 and both.
那么检验那天到来的时候。
So on the day of inspection.
那么真的将军就问了这个三个问题。
The general did ask these questions.
他说问题说他没有照着这个顺序去问。
Unfortunately, he didn't follow the order.
那么当轮到这个移民的时候。
So when he came to the immigrant.
那么将军就问他。
So the general asked him,
他说你今年几岁?
Yes, how old are you?
移民说二。
The immigrant said two.
那么将军就看着他。
And the general looked at him.
那么你在军队里面服务了多少年?
How many years have you served in the army?
他说22。
He said 22.
那么将军就定着眼睛看着他。
And so now the general is staring at him.
他说你以为我是一个傻瓜还是一个蠢人?
Do you think I'm an idiot or a fool?
那移民都回答说两个都是。
And the immigrant answered both.
那么上次我谈到这个主耶稣再来的肯定。
And last time I talked about the certainty of Jesus' second coming.
那么他来的时候他将会带来这个审判。
And when he comes again, he will bring judgment.
所以在彼得后书第三章第十节彼得这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, Peter says,
他说当主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
所以在那个时候圣经说灾难必会临到。
So, at that time, the Bible tells us that disaster will come.
那么灾难临到的时候一共有三方面。
And there's three aspects of this disaster.
所以第一这里讲到天必有大响声废去。
So first it says the heavens will pass away with a roar.
那么天是指这个地球上面的大气层和这个天空。
And heaven, refers to the earth's atmosphere in the sky above.
所以这个响声在希腊文里面是应用在有响声的东西。
And a roar is, a loud noise that is referred to in the Greek language.
那么它是指这个很快速和那种爆裂的声音。
It's referring to a really speeding, whizzing, cracking sound.
那么这个用词是用来形容天地被毁灭的时候所发出那种声音。
And this is describing when the heavens will be destroyed, the sound that it makes.
那么有些圣经学者认为是那种原子弹爆炸的时候所发出的声音。
And some people believe that it is the sound made by the atomic bomb.
那么神很可能会用这个克制的能源来毁灭这个世界。
And perhaps that's the way the world will end.
因为当这个原子弹在 Nevada 爆炸的时候。
Because when the atomic bomb was exploded in Nevada.
不少的新闻记者这么说。
Many news reporters said,
他说当时的人听到这种快速和爆裂那种声音。
That at that time, many people heard the whizzing and cracking sound.
这个是第一点。
This is the first point.
那么第二呢这里讲到有行职的都要被烈火消化。
Second, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat.
那么所谓有行职的是指天上的太阳还有月亮星星还有所有的恒星。
And elements is referring to the sun, moon, the planets.
那么第三点就是地和其上的物都要被烧尽。
And finally, the earth and its works will be burned up.
那么地就是指地球还有地上所有的东西。
So it's the earth and all that is on it.
包括人所夸耀那种成就。
Including all the accomplishments that men boast of,
都要被烈火烧尽
will be burned up.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，这一切都要被废去。
So when Jesus comes again, all these things will be destroyed.
所以彼得说，既然这些东西都要被废去。
So Peter says that since all these things will be put to, be destroyed.
我们应当做好怎么样的准备。
How shall we prepare ourselves?
所以今天的经文提供了三方面，让我们能够做好准备。
So today's passage tells us three aspects that we could prepare ourselves.
那么第一，彼得说，我们应当过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
First, Peter tells us to live a holy and godly life.
所以在第十一节，彼得说：“这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。”
So, in chapter 3, verse 11, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
所以彼得在这里说：“既然这个天地要被烈火烧尽。”
So Peter here says, since the world is going to be burned up by fire.
我们的行为还有我们的态度应当是如何的？
What kind of attitude and actions ought we have?
我们应当是怎么样的一个人？
What kind of people should we be?
所以在彼得前书，彼得在二章九节曾经这么说。
So, first Peter, Peter says in chapter 2 verse 9.
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以彼得说，我们是被拣选的族类。
So Peter tells us that we are a chosen race.
我们是金尊的祭司。
We are royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
那么因此，我们应当过一个圣洁的生活。
So we ought to live a holy life.
所以圣洁是一个行动。
So holy is an action.
那么敬虔是一个态度。
And godliness is an attitude.
所以圣洁牵涉到我们生活上的行为。
So holiness is a matter of how we live.
然后敬虔牵涉到我们的内心。
And godliness is our hearts.
所以圣洁影响而且引导我们的行为。
So holiness affect our actions.
但是这个敬虔呢，却影响引导我们心灵。
And godliness leads and affects our heart.
所以我们可以把第十一节把它解释成。
So we could explain, take verse 11 and say.
然后既然这个天地要被火烧尽。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way.
那么你在行事为人。
In your actions.
你的心思意念。
And your thoughts in your hearts.
你的动机，你的态度。
Your motivation and your attitude.
是一个怎么样的人。
What type of person are you?
我神邀请每一个基督徒过一个圣洁的生活。
So God invites every Christian to live a holy and godly life.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
所以在彼得前书第一章第十五节、十六节怎么说
？So in 1 Peter 1:15 and 16 he says.
他说：“那招你们的祭祀圣洁，你们在一切所行的事也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，这个是旧约圣经里面这么说。”你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
所以刚才我说，圣洁牵涉到我们的生活行为。
So I mentioned that holiness affects our actions.
如果你看彼得前书的话，你发觉到彼得前书第一章、第二章谈到这个圣洁的教义。
And so if you look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and chapter 2, it teaches the doctrine of holiness.
然后第三、第四、第五章却谈到这个一个圣洁的生活。
And chapters 3 to 5, it talks about the life of holiness.
然后比如说在你看第三章第一节。
For instance, chapter 3 verse 1.
他说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。这样若有不信从道理的丈夫 他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives.
还有三章七节说，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与他一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Or as chapter 3 verse 7 says, you husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of God, of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered.
还有三章八节，彼得说，总而言之，你们要都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
And chapter 3 verse 8, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit.
我们这一切都是圣洁的行为。
And all these are holy actions.
我们圣洁的生活是神对基督徒的一个要求。
And holy life is a requirement that God asks of Christians.
也是基督徒在主耶稣再来的一个产业。
And it is also an asset when, for Christians when Christ come again.
为什么圣洁的生活是一个产业？
Why is a holy life an asset?
就好像一个人去面试的时候。
Just as a person goes to an interview.
那么有越多的经历，有越多越好的资格，被录取的机会就越高。
The more experience, the more qualifications that they have, the higher the chance of them being, hired.
因为在圣经里面已经谈到所有的基督徒要在基督台前受审判。
Because in the Bible it speaks of all the Christians will be judged before God.
Before
Jesus.
Before the throne of Christ. 那时圣洁的生活将是一个产业。
And at that time the holy life is an asset.
所以圣洁牵涉到我们的行为。
So holiness impacts our actions.
那么敬虔呢牵涉到我们的心思。还有我们的态度。
And godliness affects our hearts and our thoughts and our attitudes.
所以神不只看我们的行为。
So God not only looks at our actions.
他也看我们的内心。
He also looks at our heart.
所以当一个人过这个圣洁还有敬虔的生活的时候。
So when a person lives a godly, a holy and godly life.
然后他的行为和他的态度必须是相称的。
His action and his attitude must be, correspond with one another.
所以在审判的日子来到的时候，
So in the day of judgment,
两件很重要的产业，
Two very important assets,
也就是圣钱、圣洁跟敬虔，
It's holiness and godliness.
不是我们的钱财，
It's not our money.
不是我们在地上的成就，
It's not our accomplishments here on earth.
也不是人的名誉，
It's not our reputation.
因为这一切都要过去，
Because all these things will pass away.
你在地上所追求的东西是什么？
What do you seek in this world?
那么既然这个天地将要被烈火烧尽而废去，
And since the heaven and earth will be burned up,
那么第二点，彼得说，我们应当等待和盼望神所预备的新天新地。
The second point Peter tells us that we need to be looking forward to the new heaven and new earth.
那么在三章十二节到十四节，彼得这么说。
So in chapter 3 verses 12 to 14, Peter says,
他说切切仰望神的日子到来，来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质都要被烈火融化。
Looking for the hastening in the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
But according to his promise, we are looking for new heaven and new earth.
我们亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
In which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
那么这几节经文告诉我们要等待和仰望神的日子。
So these verses tell us we must be looking forward to and awaiting for the coming of Jesus.
还有盼望神为我们所预备的新天新地。
And looking for and hoping for the new heaven and new earth.
所以从这三节经文里面，我们看到。 彼得在这里所使用的两个用词。
So we see two words that Peter uses here.
我们一个就是仰望。
Looking for.
一个是盼望。
And hoping for.
所以仰望就是存着这个等待的那种意思。
So it's as though we're awaiting.
然后盼望是根据神所为我们预备，还有神为我们应许的。
And hope is based on what Jesus has prepared in his promises.
所以当一个人有这个盼望的时候，他就会切切的去等待，还有去仰望。
So when the person has a hope, then he will await and look forward to.
所以在我念大学的时候，我就盼望在四年里面我能够得到一个工程的学位。
So when I was in college, I was hoping that in 4 years I would get my engineering degree.
经常我就等待还有仰望那一天的到来。
Oftentimes I will wait and look forward to the that day.
然后同样的圣经告诉我们，我们必须等待还有仰望神的日子到来。
Likewise, the Bible tells us we must wait and look for the day of the Lord.
还有盼望神为我们所预备的新天新地。
And hope for the new heaven and new earth.
所以这段经文跟十一节有密切的关系。
So this passage is closely related to verse 11.
我们这段经文谈到一个人等待还有盼望新天新地。
And so this passage tells us of a person who's waiting and looking forward to the new heaven and new earth.
那么而十一节却谈到我们的生活行为还有我们的心思意念。
And verse 11 tells us of our actions and our thoughts.
那么因此我们所盼望还有等待的。
Therefore, that which we hope for and await.
那么跟一个圣洁的生活还有个敬虔的态度有密切的关系。
It's tied to a holy life and a godly attitude.
所以当我们等待神为我们所预备的新天新地的时候,
so as we wait upon the new heaven and new earth that God has prepared for us,
它将会影响到我们的生活行为还有我们的心思意念。
It will impact our life, how we act and how we think.
也激励我们过一个圣洁还有敬虔的生活。
And it will also exhort us to live a holy and godly life.
我芝加哥有一位牧师, 他 Joseph Stowell, 他这么说。
There's a pastor in Chicago named Joseph Stowell, he said.
他说当我们相信这个天堂的真实的时候,
he said when we believe in the reality of heaven,
然后我们在世上的行为就不一样了。
Our actions here on earth will be different.
还有C.S. Lewis 也说了一句话。
And C.S. Lewis also said,
所以当基督徒停止在地上想到天堂的时候,
it is since Christians have largely ceased to think about heaven,
他们在世的生命就失去了这个效力,
that they have become so ineffective in this life.
我们是否经常想到天上的事情呢?
Do we often think of things in heaven?
我们是否经常想到神为我们所预备的新天新地?
Do we often think about the new heaven and new earth that God has prepared for us?
或者我们是经常想到今生的事情?
Or we often only think about things here on earth?
如何在这个今生里面安安乐乐的过一生?
How to have a happy life here.
但是保罗在哥罗西书第三章第一节到第三节这么说。
But Paul says in Colossians 3, 1 to 3.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活,
therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ,
换句话说, 如果你是真正的一个得救的人,
if you're truly a believer, a person who's saved,
就当求上面的事,
keep seeking the things above,
那里有基督坐在神的右边,
where Christ is seated at the right hand of God,
你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事,
set your mind on the things above.
因为你们已经死了, 你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
not on the things that are on earth, for you have died with, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为彼得前书在第一章的时候，他已经讲到基督徒一个得救的人是世上的聚居者。
Because Peter already mentioned that if you're already saved, then you're just an alien here on earth.
我是一个客旅，暂时住在这个地上。
You're only a temporary resident living here.
不久就要到神为他所预备的地方去。
Soon you will be where God has prepared a place.
所以基督徒应当明白神所说的。
So Christians ought to understand what God says.
不要把这个世界看为是一个永远的家。
And not consider this earth as a permanent home.
我好多年前的时候离开离乡背井来美国念大学。
Many years ago when I left my hometown and came to the States to study.
所以来到一个人地生疏的一个地方。
I came to a place where it's foreign to me.
很不习惯经常想家。
I was not accustomed to it, so oftentimes I thought about home.
想家又不能够回去。
I thought about home, but I couldn't return.
因为我们知道我们一来就四年后才可以回去的。
Because I knew that after I come here, I have to wait for 4 years before I can go back.
因为我们来这里念书是没有钱的。
Because when we came to study, there's not much money.
不像现在的大学生来念书每一个学期都可以回去。
It's not like many college students now, they come here every semester they could go back.
所以我必须要等到我大学毕业拿到这个学位才可以回家。
So I must wait until I'm done with my degree before I could go home.
那么四年的大学生活终于完成了。
And after 4 years when college finally ended.
我说最后等到那一天。
I waited for that last day.
所以心里面充满那种喜乐还有那种盼望。
I was full of joy and hope.
因为我能够回到我自己的故乡。
Because I could return home.
但是当我深一层去思想的时候。
But when I thought of this.
那么今天我的家乡是在天上。
My country now is heaven.
不是在这个地上。
It's not here on earth.
如果你看这个希伯来书第十一章你就明白。
If you read Hebrews chapter 11, you'll understand.
然后希伯来书第十一章谈到一系列的信心伟人。
Hebrews 11 lists a whole list of spiritual giants.
比如说谈到亚伯拉罕、挪亚、以诺、还有摩西等等的人。
So it mentioned Abraham, Noah, Enoch, etc.
他们都是信心的伟人。
These are all spiritual greats.
他们都是信靠耶和华的人。
They all trusted in Jehovah.
他们的盼望是在天上。
Their hope is in heaven.
所以在希伯来书第十一章第十六节这么说。
So in Hebrews 11:16 it says.
所以他们就是指这些信心伟人。
They, but as it is they refers to the spiritual greats.
所以他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的。
But as it is, they desired a better country, that is a heavenly one.
所以你看希伯来书第十一章的时候你发觉到这些人不怕死。
So when you look at Hebrews 11, you realize that these people were not afraid of death.
而且他们愿意把自己的生命摆在神的手上。
And they were willing to put their lives in God's hand.
为神来牺牲。
To sacrifice themselves for God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的家乡是在天上。
Because their country is in heaven.
这个是第二点。
And that's the second point.
那么第三点我要强调的就是。
And the third point that I'm going to emphasize.
我们以怎么的行为和态度等待神为我们所预备的新天新地。
What kind of actions and attitudes should we have while waiting for the new heaven and new earth?
所以在彼得后书第三章第十四节彼得说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 14 it says.
所以亲爱的弟兄啊你们既盼望这些事就当殷勤使自己没有玷污无可指责安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
那么既然我们盼望等待这个新天新地。
Since we wait for the new heaven and new earth.
所以彼得说我们应当 尽我们的能力使自己没有玷污无可指责安然见主。
So, Peter tells us, be diligent to be found in him in peace, spotless, and blameless.
所以这节经文我们必须注意有三个条件。
So we must note that there's three conditions.
那么第一个条件就是使自己没有玷污。
So be diligent to be found in him in peace.
第二呢是无可指责。
Spotless.
那么第三安然见主。
And blameless.
所以这个使自己没有玷污是指一个人的品德还有他的内心。
And so being peace is talking about a person's character and what's in his heart.
彼得说我们的品德我们的内心必须要清洁的。
So, Peter tells us that our character and our, ought to be pure.
那么第二个条件就是无可指责。
And second one is spotless.
那无可指责牵涉到一个人的名声。
And spotless refers to a person's reputation.
也牵涉到一个人如何行事为人。
And how does he act as an individual and carry his conduct?
我们所说的，我们所行的是否相称？
What we say and what we do, are they, do they correspond with one another?
所以这个两个条件牵涉到我们的品德还有我们的名声。
So, so these two things speak of our character and our reputation.
和我们所作所为。
And what we do and who we are.
然后彼得说如果我们有了这两个条件的时候。
And Peter says if we have these two things.
就能够符合第三个条件。
And then we match the third criteria.
也就是安然见主。
And blameless and be found in him in peace.
所以当我们见主耶稣的时候
So when we see Jesus,
也就是主耶稣再来的时候我们在他的基督台前的时候
So as we come before him, before his throne,
我们必然 心里面有平安
Then we will have peace in our hearts.
亦无挂虑因为我们已经做好准备了
And so we will not be worried because we will be prepared.
那么17世纪的时候法国有一位戏剧家叫做 Pierre Corneille
And in the 17th century there's a playwright in France named Pierre Corneille
然后他写了一部这个戏剧
He wrote a play
然后名字叫做尽你的责任把其余的交给天
And it says do your duty and leave the rest to heaven
然后这个戏剧它的分题是当风吹的时候
And the subtitle is, of this play is When the Wind Blows
那么这个故事里面谈到一个年轻人
And in this story it speaks of a young man
那么有一天他到农场里去申请工作
One day he applied for work at a farm
然后农场的这个农夫就问了他的关于他的资格还有他的经验
And the farmer asked him of his qualification and his experience.
那么这个年轻人就说当风吹的时候我能够睡觉。
And this young man said, when the wind blows, I can sleep.
然后农夫就觉得有点迷惑。
The farmer was questioned about this.
但是他很喜欢这个年轻人。
Yet he liked this young man.
所以就聘请了他。
So he hired him.
那么过了一段日子有个晚上
After some time at one night
那农夫还有他的太太突然间醒过来
And the farmer and his wife suddenly woke up
因为外面下着这个狂风暴雨
Because there was a wind and rain outside
所以他们就立刻起床来去检查这个农场的状况
And so they immediately got out of bed and to inspect the farm.
然后发觉到这个仓库的门已经关好了。
They realized the doors to the storehouse were closed.
然后火炉旁边有足够的木材摆在那边。
And next to the stove, there was sufficient amount of wood.
那位年轻人正在熟睡。
The young man was sleeping soundly.
然后他们去检查农场其他的地方。
And then they checked out the rest of the farm.
然后发觉到所有的工具都已经收藏好在这个仓库里面。
They realized all the tools are collected in storage.
那个拖泥机已经放好在这个车库里面。
The plow is in the garage.
那么谷仓已经锁好了。
The storehouse is locked.
连那些牲畜都很平安。
And even all the animals were at peace.
啊，一切都很好。
Everything was good.
那突然间，这个农夫就想到那位年轻人所说的。
Suddenly, the farmer remembered what the young man said.
那么当风吹的时候，我可以睡。
When the wind blows, I can sleep.
因为这位年轻人在天气好的时候，他做好准备。
So when the weather was good, the young man was prepared.
而且忠心的把这个工作做好。
And he did everything faithfully.
所以当这个暴风雨来的时候，他能够平安的在睡觉。
So when the storm came, he was able to sleep soundly.
那么同样的，如果我们的生活是没有这个玷污。
Likewise, if in our life we're spotless,
没有这个指责,
and we're blameless,
圣经说, 必然能够安然见主,
then we could be found by him in peace.
所以从今天的经文, 我们学到什么东西?
So what do we learn from today's passage?
主耶稣必定会来。
Jesus will come.
所以圣经说, 基督徒必须要做到三点。
And the Bible tells us that the Christians need to be prepared in 3 points.
如果你说你自己是一个得救的人，你必须要做到这三点。
If you consider yourself saved, you must do these 3 things.
那第一就是必须要过一个圣洁的、金钱的生活。
First is live a holy and godly life.
那么第二就是等待，还有仰望，还有盼望神为我们预备的新天新地。
And the second is looking forward for new heaven and new earth.
那么第三就是要殷勤使自己没有玷污无可指责。
And finally, make every effort to be spotless and blameless.
那么当我们按照圣经所说的去做的时候。
And we do this according to scripture.
然后必定能够安然的见主。
Then we can be found by Jesus in peace.
主耶稣肯定会来。
Jesus will welcome.
问题是说你有没有准备好。
The question is, are you ready?
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time meditating on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts before God.
那么可能你心里面在想主耶稣不会来的。
Perhaps in your heart you think that Jesus will not come.
我也没有必要做好任何的准备。
I don't need to be ready.
但是如果主耶稣真的来的话你怎么办?
But if Jesus truly comes, what will you do?
只有那些假教导还有假先知说主耶稣不会来。
It's only the false teachers and false prophets who say that Jesus will not come.
但是圣经所说的必然会成就。
But what the Bible teaches will come to pass.
主耶稣将会再来。
Jesus will come.
我们因此我们要做好准备。
Therefore we must be ready.
我们必须要过一个圣洁的生活，还有一个敬虔的生活。
We must live a godly and holy life.
我们必要在主的面前，毫无玷污，无可指责。
We need to be spotless and blameless.
当我们做好准备的时候，我们必安然见主。
And if we are prepared, then we can see Christ in peace.
在这一生里面你为了什么而活?
What are you living for in this life?
是否为了地上的东西而活?
Are you living for things here on earth?
还是为了天上的东西而活?
Or are you living for heaven above?
你的心在哪里?
Where is your heart?
在地上还是在天上?
Is it here on earth or in heaven?
天父求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们相信你。
So that we may believe in you.
相信你为我们所预备的。
Believe in what you have prepared for us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.